Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
A major bank clamps down on ATM withdrawals by non-customers. We'll have the details in a moment.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Welcome to this edition of Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. J.P. Morgan Chase has decided to cap ATM withdrawals by non-customers, limiting them to $1,000 daily per card. Emily Glazer wrote the story for the Wall Street Journal. Emily, did J.P. Morgan Chase enact the limit because the bank suspected something was amiss, like criminal activity?
Yes. I wouldn't say if we know if it's criminal activity for sure, but what we do know from my reporting is that the bank had noticed there were some unusually high withdrawals from non-customers from its ATMs. And in fact, some people were taking up to $20,000 or at least $20,000 increments in one day. And what we also know is that those people banked with banks based in Ukraine and Russia, among other areas. So the bank, you know, was a little concerned. While they did check and made sure it wasn't fraud, they still felt they did not want people to be taking out that much cash from their ATMs.
Do you know when they started to suspect this?
From my reporting, I think it was later last year, earlier this year, that this was even happening. My understanding is that the bank around January put in its first precaution. So it limited non-customers to $1,000 per transaction. But the issue there is that you could just go to another ATM and take out more money again.
Of course.
And so that was a quick fix that it could do with its technology right away. And then in March, it began the $1,000 per card daily limit for non-customers.
Now, isn't this sort of an unusual quirk? Typically, as you wrote, the bank that issues the card sets the withdrawal limits, not the bank that owns the ATMs.
Exactly. So it's unusual for banks owning the ATMs to have to set limits as well. For years, in fact, the ATM came out in 1967. So for years, it's been the card issuing bank that sets withdrawal limits. But over the years, and particularly these days, I think the banks owning the ATMs want to be prudent and make sure that there aren't issues that are on their watch. And with a lot of concern around money laundering, terrorist financing, the global hunt for cash, there's even more reason for banks to put in their own limits on top of or in addition to the card issuing bank limits. As we saw in this case, there were banks based in Eastern Europe, like I mentioned, Ukraine and Russia, we know for sure, in addition to other locations that did not have limits. And that enabled those customers to go to a Chase ATM and take out tens of thousands of dollars in cash.
And this move comes amid J.P. Morgan's move to modify its machines. So they dispensed $100 bills with no limit, right?
Correct. That was happening beforehand. And what's been going on across the banking industry is that a lot of the larger banks are rolling out these ATMs, sometimes known as e-ATMs, and they're super tech savvy. You can do a whole bunch of things on them that you may not need a teller for anymore, whether that's depositing a check or paying your mortgage bill or even taking out different dollar denominations. So instead of going to a teller and saying you want one 100, $5.50s and two $1 bills, you can now do that from many ATMs, depending on the bank.
Are other banks instituting similar measures that you know of?
It really varies by bank, and that's what we found to be fairly interesting here. Both J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and Citigroup, the four largest U.S. banks by assets, are all rolling out these newer ATMs. But their policies vary. For instance, what we found is that Wells Fargo does not have a limit on top of what the card-issuing bank already has, whereas Citigroup has had a $2,000 limit for non-customers globally since 2002. And Bank of America, we learned in our reporting, for both customers and non-customers, its ATMs limit anywhere from $800 to a few thousand dollars. So it really depends on the bank and sometimes even the ATM location, whether it's in a branch or not, and the geographic location, such as, you know, major city where people may need more cash versus a more rural or suburban area.
And this move is not going to be rescinded by J.P. Morgan anytime soon. This is permanent.
I highly doubt it would be rescinded. Usually when a bank of that size, like J.P. Morgan, makes a move like this and makes a decision, it's unusual for them to go back and change it. If anything, I think it could get more strict. And I wouldn't be surprised if other banks that do not already have their own limits, in addition to the card-issuing bank, start instituting more non-customer ATM withdrawal limits just because of this heightened regulatory environment, you know, push for anti-money laundering and other factors.
Emily Glazer of the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
And you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts and subscribe to all our podcast shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. That's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.